With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York at the Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about a Wall Street Journal report detailing how former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen paid an IT firm to rig polls in Donald Trump's favor ahead of the 2016 presidential campaign. First, here are some headlines. At a press conference Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House would reconvene next week to pass more legislation aimed at ending the partial government shutdown, though the talks between Democrats and the White House remain stalled. President Trump, meanwhile, reiterated his insistence that the Democratic-controlled House provide funding for a wall on the southern border as a condition for ending the shutdown. Mrs. Pelosi, a California Democrat, reaffirmed her belief that Mr. Trump shouldn't deliver his State of the Union address scheduled for January 29th in the middle of a shutdown, citing security concerns. Mr. Trump responded by saying he's canceled an overseas trip by Mrs. Pelosi scheduled to begin today. The Wall Street Journal says U.S. trade officials are discussing ratcheting back tariffs on Chinese imports. It's seen as a way to give Beijing an incentive to make deeper concessions in resolving a trade battle that has rattled markets and economies around the globe. The idea of lifting some or all tariffs was proposed by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in a series of strategy meetings, according to sources. They say the aim is to advance trade talks and win China support for longer-term reforms. But Mr. Mnuchin faces resistance from U.S. trade rep Robert Lighthizer, who's concerned that any concession could be seen as a sign of weakness. The suggestion to ease tariffs comes as the U.S. and China seek to resolve their trade dispute ahead of a March 1st deadline. At 12:01 a.m. the following day, tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods are scheduled to jump to 25% from the current 10%. The higher levies could batter U.S. importers and further harm an already weakening Chinese economy. CBS says former CEO Leslie Moonves is challenging the company's decision last month to deny him a severance package of $120 million. A move that'll further prolong a months-long drama at the network. Mr. Moonves, who was forced to resign as chairman and chief executive amid accusations of sexual harassment in September, was denied his severance after a CBS board investigation concluded that he had violated company policies, breached his employment contract, and intentionally failed to fully cooperate with the investigation. The terms of his exit agreement from CBS allow Mr. Moonves to challenge the board's decision in arbitration. Coming up, the Wall Street Journal says Michael Cohen worked to rig online polls to favor Donald Trump. Several years ago, starting in 2014, Michael Cohen, then Donald Trump's personal lawyer, hired an IT firm to try and rig online polls in Mr. Trump's favor before the presidential campaign. The man who ran the IT company, which is called Redfinch Solutions, claimed Mr. Cohen stiffed him when he came to get paid for his work. Mr. Cohen also stiffed Mr. Trump, who reimbursed him. It's part of an investigative report by the Wall Street Journal. And with us right now is a co-writer on the story, Journal investigative reporter Michael Rothfeld. Michael, we should mention that this story, which was broken by the Wall Street Journal, was abuzz on Twitter Thursday, and that after the story ran, Michael Cohen tweeted that he attempted to have the polls rigged with Mr. Trump's knowledge. Talk about the fellow that ran Redfinch Solutions, his relationship with Mr. Cohen, and what happened when he came to get paid.
So John Gogger, who runs a small technology company in Virginia, is also the chief information officer at Liberty University, which is run by evangelical leader Jerry Falwell Jr. And Michael Cohen met Gogger through his relationship to Liberty and to Jerry Falwell, where Trump spoke in 2012 at a convocation. And then Cohen has started this relationship where he was using Gogger for tech services, personal stuff like setting up his Instagram account, managing his Dropbox account, and other things like that. And also just online tasks he wanted him to do, like to help elevate his own social profile. And so he hires Gogger to try to manipulate these two online polls, one in 2014, CNBC, to help Trump win a poll of the top business leaders, one in 2015 for Republican presidential candidates on the Drudge Report. And the efforts fail, but Gogger charges Cohen $50,000, goes to Trump Tower to collect a check from Cohen, presumably, in his office. And Cohen then, instead of giving him a check, hands him a blue Walmart bag with $12,000 to $13,000 in cash in it. And he gives him a boxing glove that Cohen says was worn by a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter that Cohen once knew. And he does not pay him the remaining $37,000 or $38,000 that he was billed.
Now, Cohen disputes the method of payment. He says it wasn't cash or a bag of cash. It was check.
Yeah, that's what Cohen said. However, our reporting shows that Cohen separately hired Gogger to do something else for a different consulting client involving other websites, and he sent him $50,000 by check in 2016. So it's possible that Cohen is referring to the checks, even though he did send him checks, but these checks were related to work other than the Trump work.
What is the comment from the White House or the Trump Organization? I'm sure they're not calling Michael Cohen a fine, upstanding young man.
Rudy Giuliani, Trump's lawyer, has said, you know, Cohen is not trustworthy, and basically you shouldn't believe anything that he says. And that he stole also the $38,000 above what he paid Red Finch, because he billed Trump for $50,000 and got reimbursed for the entire $50,000.
The reimbursement was mentioned by federal prosecutors when they charged Mr. Cohen with 8 felonies last August, wasn't it?
Yes.
But the thing here is that Mr. Cohen's dealings with Mr. Gogger and Red Finch had not previously been reported.
That's right. The prosecutors, all they said was a tech company had done some work or been solicited by Cohen to do some work, and that Cohen charged Trump $50,000 for that work. They didn't name the tech company, and they didn't describe anything that was done. So all of this we have tracked down based on our reporting.
Okay. And as you write, Mr. Cohen has pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations, tax evasion, lying to Congress, and other charges. He was sentenced last month to 3 years in prison. And as we said, none of the charges were connected to his interactions with Mr. Gogger and Red Finch. Some things we should mention here. Mr. Gogger's lawyer says federal prosecutors have interviewed him about his interactions over 6 years with Mr. Cohen. And also, Mr. Cohen will testify about his relationship with Mr. Trump early next month in front of the House Oversight Committee. In light of this latest report, Michael, Mr. Cohen will probably be asked about his dealings with Red Finch. Isn't that true?
There's a good possibility, because our story is getting quite a bit of attention today. And so I think it's something that he'll most likely be asked about. And there's one other element of the story I wanted to mention, which is that in 2016, when he was acting as kind of a surrogate for Trump, Michael Cohen asked John Gogger to create a Twitter account for him to elevate his profile. And that was called @WomenForCohen. And the Twitter account purported to be an independent group run by women who found Michael Cohen to be, quote, a sex symbol, as it said on the Twitter account, and said how good looking he was and how, you know, charming and wonderful. And so that is something that, in fact, Cohen himself orchestrated to elevate his profile.
Can you build upon the reaction that has resulted from this story? We mentioned Mr. Cohen in a tweet saying, in fact, that he did act on Mr. Trump's behalf. Can you add any more to the reaction?
Well, it's just, I mean, the story's been followed. Rush Limbaugh's talking about it. There's a lot of people are tweeting about it. And so it's just being read by a lot of people. And I think, you know, one of the things is that Trump himself, when he was running, said the system was rigged, the polls were rigged against him. And, you know, it's ironic because, you know, here is an attempt by Michael Cohen, his own employee, and according to Cohen, if you believe him, by Trump himself, to rig the polls, despite what, you know, he was saying, that they were rigged against him.
When was the last time Mr. Cohen spoke with Mr. Gogger?
That was in April of 2018, after the FBI had raided Michael Cohen's office, his hotel room, and his apartment. And yeah, Cohen, his cell phone had been taken, so he needed a little bit of help setting up a new one. And he told Gogger that, you know, oh, this is just about taxes and some of my bank accounts, and it's not really a big deal.
And I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Michael Rothfeld. His story, Poll Rigging for Trump and Creating @WomenForCohen, One IT Firm's Work Order. You can find the story at WSJ.com. Wall Street Journal's Michael Rothfeld, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.